USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The bipartisan group of senators that unveiled an agreement on principle for gun safety legislation on Sunday provided an overview of a forthcoming package of reforms. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn says the agreement left out many of the proposals that had been put forward.
There's a lot of desire on both sides to include additional things, but they were excluded in large part because of our necessity of getting to 60 votes in order to get a bill.
One factor still to be sorted out is how the legislation will be written. Russian troops control about 80% of a fiercely contested eastern Ukrainian city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainian authorities are still trying to evacuate the wounded. The region's governor acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians is simply not possible right now. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has postponed an upcoming hearing this week that was to feature dramatic testimony from former Justice Department officials who threatened to resign over then-President Donald Trump's pursuit of false election fraud theories. The hearing had been set for Wednesday, but the committee on Tuesday morning said that it had been postponed. The next hearing will take place on Thursday. Police have determined there was nothing suspicious about a tour of two Capitol office buildings that a House Republican gave to about 15 people the day before January 6th, when rioters attacked the Capitol. The House committee investigating the insurrection examined whether rioters had been involved in reconnaissance and surveillance before the attack, and Democrats suggested some Republican members may have helped them, but there has been no public evidence of that. Representative Barry Loudermilk, a Republican from Georgia, was simply showing his constituents around. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The head of the congressional panel examining coronavirus payouts said Tuesday the government failed to take basic steps at the beginning of the pandemic to prevent fraud in a federal aid program intended to help small businesses, depleting the funds and making Americans more vulnerable to identity theft. Democrat Representative James Clyburn blamed the Trump administration for the problems in the COVID-19 Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, in light of revelations that as much as 20% of the money may have been awarded to fraudsters. Clyburn said the current administration has implemented measures to identify potential fraud and directed loan officers to address indications of fraud before approving loans, while Congress has invested in fraud prevention and accountability. Adam Laxalt is one of Nevada's most prominent Republicans, someone who has already won statewide office and attracted support from both former President Trump and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Yet in the final weeks before Tuesday's U.S. Senate primary, Nevada's former attorney general has faced a surprisingly spirited challenge from Sam Brown. A retired Army captain and Purple Heart recipient, Brown has appeared before sizable crowds, drawn to his profile as a political outsider. He bolstered his campaign with strong fundraising numbers, particularly among small dollar donors who often represent the party's grassroots. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.